This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Gulls introduced their new head coach, Kevin Dineen, who joins us right now on our SDCCU fan hotline. Coach, it is a pleasure to welcome you to San Diego and to the Ben and Woods Show for the first time. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ben, Steve. How are you guys?
Doing great. Welcome to town.
Thank you. The rent versus own thing. I think I'm going to rent, but I think I still have to take out a mortgage to do that.
Yes. Welcome to San Diego.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily Quebec City, right? Isn't that where you're from?
Well, that's where I was born. I bounced around a little bit since then. So I've seen a few cities and I've seen a few real estate markets over the years. But you know what? The view's not too shabby around here, but I think you're going to pay the price for it. So that's all right. For me, you know what? I get to be a part of a great organization. I had a chance to meet everybody yesterday and just thrilled that, it's nice being able to walk into a place that you've got real quality people to be around, and that's what I found with that the management group that I met with the Gulls. So off to a good start.
San Diego Gulls, brand new head coach, Kevin Dineen, and of course, this is wild. I saw the announcement come through yesterday, and I spent about 6 years in Simsbury, Connecticut. And at that time, I was not a Red Sox fan at all. It was right in the heart of Red Sox Nation. The Hartford Whalers were our team. And, of course, you played for the Hartford Whalers. I have fond memories of you and Dave Tippett and just so many guys back then. What do you remember about your Whaler days? And are you bummed they went away?
Yeah, I was. I mean, it's one of those really good hockey markets, but when you're stuck between New York and Boston, you get a lot of dual loyalties around there, and the Whale had that hardcore fan base, as you know, and I was your neighbor right next door in Avon, Connecticut.
Get out of here. Just, amazing.
Yeah. It's just a great place. I ended up marrying a girl from there, and you were just a young boy, I'm sure, when I was playing.
I was. I was like 13 years old. But I'll tell you, man, the Whaler games were raucous. They were wild. The Whalers, they had a good team. I mean, you guys were competitive. And you're in San Diego now. We're a city that's lost a football team. It leaves a mark. You know, it really does. It leaves a mark. And a lot of times, a city can't really recover. And Hartford really hasn't done anything since.
Yeah, you're probably right on that. You know, the Chargers, I'm sure you got a little sting on that as well. But I just, I got into the airport on Sunday. It was, got off the plane and was walking out. And I looked over on the TV and Federer and Djokovic were like 9-9 in the first set. So I was like, okay, we're going to stop and just watch this for a second. And I pull up to the bar, and who's right next to me, there's a guy with a Whaler shirt on. And it just kind of
That's amazing.
It really is. It's amazing how, it's a great logo. You see that all over the place, and the Whale lives. And I got to tell you, I did a little research. Well, I was listening to you guys this morning a little bit, just to get a little feel before I went on the air. And I got to ask a question. There is such thing as an Amarillo mud poodle.
Sod poodle, like grass.
Sod poodle.
I think it's what they call a prairie dog. It's a sod poodle. Okay, so what's the you've coached around in the minor leagues. What's the most unusual team mascot that you ran into in your either playing or coaching days?
Oh boy, now that one's a tough one. I would say that Gritty is really making a statement. He's really trying to take
Gritty.
Over
he's the Flyers' new mascot, right? Yeah.
He's doing it. I think the Padres are known for their great mascot as well, right? But I think when you get in the minor leagues, it really does. You really get a good mix, and I've seen some good ones and bad ones over the years. Nothing really sticks out right now, but it becomes a good identity of the team.
Talking to Kevin Dineen, the new coach of the San Diego Gulls here on Ben and Woods. So, Coach, I mean, you had a you had a solid NHL career. You could have gone on to probably other business, retirement, you know, doing that whole minor league circuit. Obviously, you got up and you coached the Florida Panthers as well. But how did you know that you wanted to stay in hockey, get into coaching, and go through that grind again once your playing career was over?
Well, I think I grew up around the game. You know, my dad was a player, and then he is a coach. And, you know, one of the best things, I don't know how much chance you guys get to spend around locker rooms, but when you see players that have kids and their kids are in the locker room, boy, what an incredible atmosphere to be a part of. I mean, you get to hang out with a bunch of really cool guys and, you know, lots of bubble gum and Gatorade around the locker room, and those kinds of things just leave an incredible impression. And I was incredibly fortunate to continue on as a player. And then the next step was, well, what are you going to do? And so many players, doesn't matter what sport you go through, you feel that. And for me, the opportunity came up to stay in the game on the coaching side, and I jumped at it. And here I am, I think four cities later on the coaching side of things, but wouldn't have it any other way. My family's been really supportive, and you know what? I've lived in Portland, Maine, and Parkland, Florida, and Chicago, and now I get to come to San Diego. And here we are talking hockey in July, which probably doesn't happen too much on the sports radio here, but can't say enough about how excited I am here. And I don't know how many games you guys get to the goals, but from everything I've heard, they set attendance records every year in the American Hockey League, and it's a great building, great atmosphere. Can't wait to get going.
Oh yeah, you're gonna love the atmosphere. The locker room's not the greatest, it's a little old, but once you're in the ice and you get the fans around you, you're gonna love it down there at Pechanga Arena. You mentioned bubble gum. My co-host here has a little one who definitely wants to get into all sports. And I saw the story you told to Bryce Miller of the UT about how you got your kids into hockey. It wasn't as easy, Woodsy, as you would have thought for an NHL player.
Seriously.
Can you share that with our listeners, Coach?
Oh, yeah, your presenter told that story yesterday. Yeah, that's four kids, a daughter that plays college hockey. I've got a son that we're very proud of. He just committed to Yale last week, so we're excited.
Congrats.
Head off on his own career. And but when they were young, you know what, they're a little bit hesitant getting out in the ice there. So I used to take the bubble gum and I used to fire it out in the middle of the ice. And that is like sending a dog to chase a ball. They take off skating after that gum. So it was a pretty good lure. And you know, anything you can trick these guys to get on the ice, I tell you what, when they get to the pro level, you don't have to worry about it. Can't getting them off the ice, but as kids, that was a pretty good bait to send them out there.
Gum in the batting cage.
Bribery. Yeah. Trust me. He's well on his way. One last question for you, Coach, and we'll let you go. So you, you're coming to this organization with you've got a really good resume, and you're a guy that has actually won an Olympic gold medal. You were the head coach of the 2014 Canadian women's national team. What do you do with a gold medal? Where do you have it? Is it, how special was that for you to win a gold medal for Canada?
Oh boy, it was, and not only was it a great moment, it was just an incredible game. The U.S. and Canada have this just unbelievable rivalry on the women's side, and to be a part of that, you know, it's kind of like you can't have a great game without a great rivalry, and really dramatic stuff. But we have a lake house in upstate New York, up in Lake George, New York. And you know what? Every now and then we'll just pull it out. It's just in a drawer there, and I can't say.
In a drawer at the lake house. Amazing.
In a drawer at the lake house. That's it. You know, that's all you got. That's the best of it. I could say I got it in some kind of a special safety vault or something like that. But you know what? That's the kind of stuff people like to touch and see and feel. And I figure
and steal. Yes, they will steal it as well.
There's no way somebody's going to be listening here going to make that road trip. So I feel like I'm covered. Anyway.
Yeah, you're good.
Well, Coach, best of luck. Welcome again to San Diego. I know the season, it's not as far as people think. We're just a couple of months away. You guys will be back at camp and getting ready to go. So I'm sure we'll chat with you again as we get a little bit closer. But good to have you on for the first time. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, man. Welcome.
You got it. Look forward to talking hockey in the fall, guys.
You got it, Coach.
Oh, sounds like we got another good one.
Oh, I know. And we were so spoiled with Dallas. By the way, I believe we were saying Dallas Eakin's name wrong for the entirety of our career. I think it's Aikens.
Aikens.
Yeah.
Kind of the Canadian, eh?
Hey.
Aikens.
Dallas Aikens. Sorry, sorry. So, Coach, we're sorry that we blew that for so many years.
All right. Well, that was Kevin Dineen.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, God.
On our SDCCU fan hotline.
Is that Minnesota?
SDCCU has low rates. No. Zero closing costs on select mortgage loans, subject to approval, equalizing opportunity. Refinance or apply for a mortgage loan today at SDCCU.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.